Everyday English Lesson 61. Welcome to our program, Everyday English. Today, I'd like us to consider two simple words in English. They are surely and certainly. These two words share common areas of meaning, but they're used to express slightly different shades of meaning. But first, let's listen to some very simple sentences.
I'm certainly not going to pay this bill until they send me a receipt for the last payment I made.
The word certainly is used in situations where we know something for a fact. That is, when we are definitely sure of what we're saying. Now let's listen to Kofi again.
I'm certainly not going to pay this bill until they send me a receipt for the last payment I made.
That is, Kofi is definitely sure, determined almost, not to pay the bill. He has not the slightest doubt in his mind that he will not pay the bill. Now, let's listen to another sentence.
He's certainly not the kind of man to take this lightly.
Here too, there is an implied definiteness. The speaker has no doubt in his mind or her mind that the man will not take the matter lightly. Here's another sentence.
He'll certainly be there.
He'll certainly be there. That is, there's every reason to believe that he will be there. The word surely can be used to mean certainty or certainly, but it lacks the force of definiteness about the word certainly. It implies a hope or belief, not so much certainty or definiteness. Now listen to this.
Surely, you wouldn't like to go to school in this jacket.
Surely, you wouldn't like to go to school in this jacket. And this implies, I hope you won't go to school in this jacket. I believe that you won't, and I wish you wouldn't. Here's another sentence.
Surely, this is the right answer.
Surely, this is the right answer. Meaning,
I feel confident and hope this is the right answer.
Now, I'd like you to listen to this short piece of conversation between Adjo and Kofi.
What happened last night, Adjo? I waited for you for hours at the club.
I hope you'll forgive me, Kofi. I was going to say sorry for making you wait the whole evening. My car couldn't start.
But surely, you could have come by a taxi, Adjo.
I suppose I could have, and I'm not going to argue about this, but it started drizzling just then, and I was certainly not going to go out in the rain to call a taxi. And you're sure not suggesting that I could have gone out in the rain?
Certainly not. But you could have phoned, surely.
I probably could have, but the idea just didn't occur to me. Was the band good?
The Makers. They were certainly marvelous. The first time I heard them play, you certainly would have enjoyed every bit of the evening.
Well, let's make it another time.
We'll surely do.
I hope we will. I wish we could.
In this short conversation, you heard the two words certainly and surely used in a number of sentences. As was pointed out, certainly and surely express certainty. For certainly is much more definite, more emphatic, and sounds more confident than surely. Adjo and Kufi will go through the dialogue once more, this time much more slowly.
What happened last night, Adjo? I waited for you for hours at the club.
I hope you'll forgive me, Kofi. I was going to say sorry for making you wait the whole evening. My car couldn't start.
But surely, you could have come by a taxi, Adjo.
I suppose I could have. And I'm not going to argue about this. But it started drizzling just then. And I was certainly not going to go out in the rain to call a taxi. You're surely not suggesting that I could have gone out in the rain?
Certainly not. But you could have phoned, surely.
I probably could have, but the idea just didn't occur to me. Was the band good?
The Makers. They were certainly marvelous. The first time I heard them play, you certainly would have enjoyed every bit of the evening.
Well, let's make it another time.
Well, they'll surely do, and I hope they will. I wish they could. Now, the two words surely and certainly are derived from the adjectives sure and certain. In many contexts, the one can substitute for the other. Now listen to these pairs of sentences.
They are certain to arrive late in the morning.
They are sure to arrive late this morning.
Do you notice any difference in meaning between them? Here's another pair.
After a detailed study of the situation, we now know one thing is certain.
After a detailed study of the situation, we know one thing is sure.
Do you notice a difference? It seems clear that in both sets of examples, sure sounds weaker than certain in its assertiveness. There's an important grammatical context in which the two words cannot substitute one for the other. I have in mind the grammatical structure which yields sentences like the following.
It is certain that no one will support you.
It is not certain that anyone will support you.
Observe that the sentence contains two sub-sentences. The first has as its subject it, and its predicate a form of the verb be, followed by certain.
It is not certain.
The second is any sentence introduced by the unstressed that.
That anyone will support you.
It is certain that no one will support you.
In such sentences, sure cannot substitute for certain. Thus, it would be wrong for you to say,
it is not sure that anyone will support you.
That's a wrong sentence.
It is sure that someone will support you.
That's also a wrong sentence. The earlier correct sentences you heard have alternative grammatical forms in which the two parts change position. For example, we say,
that anyone will support you is not certain.
The two sentences mean the same thing. As would be expected, sure cannot substitute for certain in this alternative grammatical sentence. Just listen.
That anyone will support you is not sure.
That's not a good sentence, is it? That anyone will support you is not sure. Well, that's all there's time for, listeners. Have a good day.